Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Independence Day if you are among the American audience. If you are among my British audience, sorry. It is the 4th of July, 2022. It is a Monday, and this is Squirrel Chatter, a podcast dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics of the day. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and changed for their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having indirect object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And the Declaration of Independence then lists the wrongs that King George had done to the colonies and declares the United States to be an independent nation. This Declaration of Independence was backed up with force of arms, and American colonies of Great Britain achieved their independence and became the United States of America 246 years ago. I was right. I love it when I get the math all giggly inside. All right. Well, just want to celebrate Independence Day today. Got some patriotic movies that Mrs. Squirrel and I are planning to sit and watch. We also have Papa Murphy's Pizza that we picked up to celebrate the holiday. It is a cold, as the flannel shirt that I'm wearing, if you're watching on video, it is a cold, wet 4th of July. It's currently 54 degrees outside. There's a 90% chance of rain. They're saying it's going to get up to 70, but it's going to be a cold, wet 70. And I don't know that we're going to be going outside much. Certainly have no interest in going to watch fireworks or anything in the rain. So planning on staying home and having a comfortable day. And like I said, we'll watch some patriotic movies. We have, the Tigers have a doubleheader today against the Cleveland Guardians. And then the Cardinals are playing the Braves this afternoon. So might watch some baseball. Like I said, we got some some patriotic movies to watch. We got pizza to eat. We just have a good day planned. It's just Mrs. Squirrel and I today for the holiday. So we're just going to enjoy it, and that will be that. All right. Well, let us get our Bible reading done today. We are going to be reading 1 Kings 10 through 11, 2 Chronicles 3, and 1 Timothy 1. As we continue to work our... I didn't think 3 worked good. And 1 Timothy... Okay, let me change that. It is 1 Kings 10 and 11, 2 Chronicles 9, and 6. See, my little note cards aren't always right. But we've corrected that. So that is our Bible reading today as we continue to read through the entire Legacy Standard Bible this year. We will begin, as is our habit, with the Prayer of Confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. I always love this Prayer of Confession and like to read it at the beginning of each day because it really does, it should lay out the cry of the heart of every Christian. Let us read. Or let us pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 10. Now the queen of Sheba heard the report about Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh. Excuse me. So she came to test him with riddles. She came to Jerusalem with a very glorious retinue, with camels carrying spices and very much gold and precious stones. And she came to Solomon and spoke to him about all that was in her heart. And Solomon declared to her the answer to all her matters. There was not a matter which was hidden from the king which he did not declare to her. Then the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his servants, the disposition of his attendants in their attire, his cupbearers, and his stairway by which he went up to the house of Yahweh, so that there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, "The word is true which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. Nevertheless, I did not believe those words until I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not declared to me. You exceed in wisdom and prosperity the report which I heard. How blessed are your men, and how blessed are those, are these your servants, who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, who delighted in you to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore he made you king, to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a very great amount of spices and precious stones. Never again did such abundance of spice come in as that which the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. Also the ships of Hiram, which carried gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir a very great number of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees supports for the house of Yahweh and for the king's house. Also lyres and harps for the singers. Such almug trees have not come in again, nor have they been seen to this day. Thus Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire which she asked, besides what he gave her according to his royal bounty. Then she turned and went to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold which came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Besides that, from the traders and the wares of the merchants and all the kings of the Arabs and the governors of the country, and King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, using 600 shekels of gold on each large shield, and he made 300 shields of beaten gold, using 3 minas of gold on each shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with refined gold. There were 6 steps to the throne and a round top to the throne at its rear, and arms on each side of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the arms. 12 lions were also standing there on 6 steps, on the one side and on the other. Nothing like it was made for all the other kingdoms. Now all Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None was of silver. It was not considered valuable in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea the ships of Tarshish with the ships of Hiram. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish came, carrying gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. And all the earth was seeking the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, articles of silver and gold, garments, weapons, spices, horses, and mules, a set amount year upon year. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and stationed them in the chariot cities, and with the king in Jerusalem. The king also made silver as plentiful as stones in Jerusalem, and he made cedars as plentiful as sycamore trees that are in the Shephelah. Solomon's import of horses was from Egypt and Coo. The king's merchants procured them from Coo for a price. And a chariot was imported from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And by the same means they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of Aram. Chapter 11. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women, from the nations concerning which Yahweh had said to the sons of Israel, "You shall not go along with them, nor shall they go along with you, for they will surely turn your heart away after their gods." Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. Now it happened at the time that Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to Yahweh his God, as the heart of David his father had been. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom the detestable idol of the Ammonites. And Solomon did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and did not follow Yahweh fully, as David his father had done. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable idol of Moab, on the mountain which is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the detestable idol of the sons of Ammon. Thus also he did for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. Now Yahweh was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from Yahweh, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning these things, that he should not walk after other gods. But he did not keep what Yahweh had commanded. So Yahweh said to Solomon, "Because this has happened with you, you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you. So I will surely tear the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Then Yahweh raised up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the seed of the king of Edom. Now it happened that when David was in Edom, and Joab the commander of the army had gone up to bury the slain, and had struck down every male in Edom, for Joab and all the Israelite, all Israel stayed there 6 months until he had cut off every male in Edom, that Hadad fled to Egypt, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, while Hadad was a young boy. Then they arose from Midian and came to Paran, and they took men from them with them from Paran and came to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he gave them a house and assigned him food and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh. So he gave him as a wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapenes, the queen. And the sister of Tapenes bore his son Genubath. And Tapenes weaned him in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's house among the sons of Pharaoh. But Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers and that Joab, the commander of the army, had died. So Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Send me away, that I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh said to him, "But what have you lacked with me? And behold, you are seeking to go to your own country?" And he answered, "Nothing. Nevertheless, you must surely let me go." And God raised up another adversary to him, Rezon, the son of Elida, who had fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men to himself and became commander of a marauding band after David killed some of them. And they went to Damascus and stayed there and reigned in Damascus. So he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, along with the evil that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel and reigned over Aram. Now Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, also raised his hand against the king. Now this was the reason why he had raised his hand against the king. Solomon built the Milo and closed up the breach of the city of his father David. Now the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon saw that the young man was industrious and appointed him over all the load-bearers of the house of Joseph. Now it happened that at that time that Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, and that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him on the road. Now he had covered himself with a new cloak, and both of them were alone in the field. Then Ahijah took a hold of the new cloak which was on him and tore it to 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take for yourself 10 pieces, for thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, behold, I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and give you 10 tribes. But he will have one tribe for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the sons of Ammon. And they have not walked in my ways to do what is right in my sight and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as his father David did. Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him ruler all the days of his life for the sake of my servant David, whom I choose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom from his son's hand and give it to you, the 10 tribes. But to his son I will give one tribe, that my servant David may have a lamp always before me in Jerusalem, the city where I have chosen for myself to put my name. And I will take you, and you shall reign over whatever your soul desires, and you shall be king over Israel. Then it will be that if you listen to all that I command you and walk in my ways, and do what is right in my sight to keep my statutes and my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you and build you an enduring house, as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you. Thus I will afflict the seed of David for this, but not always." Solomon sought, therefore, to put Jeroboam to death. But Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and he was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, and whatever he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? Thus, the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of his father David. And his son Rehoboam became king in his place. And now 2 Chronicles. Now the queen of Sheba heard the report about Solomon. So she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon with riddles. She had a very glorious retinue, with camels carrying spices and a large amount of gold and precious stones. And she came to Solomon and spoke with him about all that was in her heart. And Solomon declared to her the answer to all her matters, and not a matter was hidden from Solomon which he did not declare to her. Then the queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, the house which he had built, the food at his table, the seating of his servants, the disposition of his attendants and their attire, his cupbearers and their attire, and his stairway by which he went up to the house of Yahweh, so that there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, "The word is true which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. Nevertheless, I did not believe their words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half of the greatness of your wisdom was not declared to me. You exceed the report which I heard. How blessed are your men, how blessed are these your servants, who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, who delighted in you, to set you on his throne as king of Yahweh your God, because your God loved Israel, to cause them to stand forever. Therefore, he gave you as king over them to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave him 120 talents of gold and a very great amount of spices and precious stones. There had never been spice like that which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Also the servants of Huram and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees steps for the house of Yahweh and for the king's house, and lyres and harps for the singers, and none like that was seen before in the land of Judah. Thus King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire which she asked, besides a return for what she had brought to the king. Then she turned around and went to her own land together with her servants. Now the weight of gold which came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which the traders and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia, and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, using 600 shekels of beaten gold on each large shield. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold, using 300 shekels of gold on each shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold, and there were 6 steps to the throne, and a footstool in gold attached to the throne, and arms on each side of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the arms. 12 lions were also standing there on the 6 steps on the one side and on the other. Nothing like it was made for any other kingdom. Now all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not considered valuable in the days of Solomon. For the king had ships, which went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years, the ships of Tarshish came carrying gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth were seeking the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, articles of gold and silver, garments, weapons, spices, horses and mules, a set amount year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities with the king of with the king in Jerusalem. And he was the ruler over all the kings from the river, even to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. The king also made silver as plentiful as stones in Jerusalem, and he made cedars as plentiful as sycamore trees that are in the Shephelah. And they were importing horses for Solomon from Egypt and from all countries. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, from first to last, are they not written in the chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecies of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? Thus Solomon reigned 40 years in Jerusalem over all Israel. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of his father David, and his son Rehoboam became king in his place. All who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and our doctrine will not be slandered. But those who have believers as their masters must not be disrespectful to them, because they are brothers, but must serve them all the more. Because those who partake of the benefit are believers and beloved, teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, these are our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited, understanding nothing but having a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we can take nothing out of it either. And if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, and some, by aspiring to it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, O man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you have been called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal might. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty or to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Command them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, turning aside from godless and empty chatter and opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some, while professing, have gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Independence Day. Do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you soon. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.